Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's another Monday evening. It's September 22nd, and I have a surprise for you. We have a special guest tonight. Every few weeks, I would like to bring somebody on that I find will have a very interesting thing to share. And I have to share with you also that there may be a problem with our Blog Talk chat room tonight. I'm having trouble getting in, so I will continue trying because I know you will have questions for our guest. Tonight's guest, and she'll be calling in just a couple of minutes, is Kate Casey. And unless there's something wrong with Blog Talk, we will be talking to a woman that has made major changes in her life, stepped away from mainstream business to pursue the interest for her life. And as I've talked many times with you about how energy connects all of us, soul-wise, intellect-wise, on every level possible. And I see that she's coming into the chat room. She has written a book, and I have picked out some things that I find that you will be interested in knowing about. The Miracle Path, Stepping Stones on Your Spiritual Journey, by Kate Casey. And anybody who's written a book or even an article for a newspaper, it clearly is an undertaking not to be taken lightly. So you step into writing a book, and it's like most women will say 9 to 12 months of labor. And I want to invite her on. And I'm still having trouble with the chat room. If you would like to ask our guest something tonight, let's keep the questions for Kate Casey on feng shui, energy in our life, and curing our ills. So good night. Wouldn't you know, the night we were going to have you on, I can't seem to get into the chat room. So Kate, you and I might be just visiting and talking about feng shui and how it affects our life unless someone calls in. Kate? Oh, you need to speak up, girl. Yes, I can't hear you. Well, we have a problem here. Kate, I may have to ask you to call back in because I'm not hearing you, but a very faint.
Yes.
There you are.
Kate? Okay, well, it is a delayed. You can't hear me.
Oh, okay. I heard you. Are you getting a feedback? Maybe I can ask you to hang up and try again.
Okay, I will.
All right, so she's going to let us go, and I may try getting into the chat room again, and I'm so sorry. I know I have a lot of friends that are trying to get into the chat room tonight, and what we'll do is we'll just have Kate call in. We'll start all over again. A lot of you know that I've answered questions from the chat room. Now, how in the world am I able to do that? Well, if I see a name come into the chat room and they've asked a question, I'll read the question, I look at the name, and I zero in on the name as though I were over-focusing. And by doing that, I've connected my life force with the writer of the question. And it's the same as when someone calls in. It's not so much what area code or state you're coming from. It's that there's a life connection from person to person. And I'm just seeing if the chat room will happen again. And, of course, it's not working. So anyway, as soon as Kate Casey calls in, if you have a question on feng shui, how energy affects our life, a cure for your house, how to connect to spiritual energy or your angels, Kate has written this wonderful book called The Miracle Path, Stepping Stones on Your Spiritual Journey. So I'm still waiting for her to call in, and we will work on it. Now, I'm getting an indicator from my, the little mouse on the screen that I'm still trying to connect to the chat room. And I have found over this last year that when too many shows are going on, where there's too many call-ins, sometimes the chat room will be too crowded by all the other shows. And so it's meant to be, Kate, that we're going to be able to visit and talk about your book. and maybe we'll have a short evening if I can't get the chat room going. But I love that you joined us, and you've written this wonderful book. And have I got you on the line yet? Kate, can you hear me? Well, Kate, maybe I can have you call in from your cell phone, and we'll try it that way. I'm still not hearing anybody. Well, you know, I have looked through her book, and I've read as much as I can. And let's check for solutions and restart. Wait for programming to start. Well, we seem to have a problem, and I will continue talking. It appears that the chat room is overburdened. Chat, and Kate, I have you click on, but I'm not hearing you, girl. So maybe you have another line you can come in on, a cell phone. Well, anyway, I'm not hearing you, girl. And the phone is on, everything's working, but it looks like the chat room may have affected the phone line static from Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to talk about, and she may try to find another line to come in. Remember I was telling you how I look at the name and I associate the name with a vibration. And any time that we have issues in our home of disharmony, we have possessions, we have a new house we're moving into, the visual and energy alignment with who we are spiritually and energetically is very important. And when I went to her book, I was going to ask her to talk about money, relationship corner, and clearings. A lot of times people call me up. In fact, I just had a gal call me from out of state, in case she's listening, and she had went to visit some family, and she says, amazing, Nancy, I've never really held on or believed in how energy can affect our lives. And it was quite amazing that she had visited friends, gone to the house, and there was a room that had the feeling of a possession there or energy. When she told me about it, I said, I'm not getting as visual like when I do remote viewings for CaliforniaHaunts.org. She's a ghostbuster. And I'm able to give Char, let me see who this is, see if that's Char. Kate, is that you tonight?
It is. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you wonderfully. I was explaining, and I'm still having trouble with my chat room. It's kind of a strange evening, yes. We were all sharing how we were talking so much that we both have a sore throat tonight. And I do believe the universe listens. So my chat room, hey, ladies and gentlemen, my chat room looks like it's starting to connect. And I was sharing with the audience how a friend had gone to visit a friend. And she's a client friend from another state. And how she had entered this woman's bedroom prior to being remodeled, how the energy, though unseen, was heavy and dark. And I was reminded that we're having you here tonight, whether you do a cleansing, a rearrangement, acknowledging the energy in our life, treatable from feng shui or a ghostbuster, affects us at an emotional, unconscious, spiritual level. And what I liked about your book is the chat room's on, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like I wasn't the only one having trouble getting in. So come on, join us tonight. And it appears that we're not the only ones having trouble with Blog Talk Radio. What I liked about your book is that you covered many aspects from not only your discovery who you are and what you really needed to do with your life, that I was amazed at all the different practices and qualifications that you investigated. You investigated many aspects of energy interacting with us as human beings, and you covered so many aspects that this book is almost like an encyclopedia of feng shui happenings and miracles of happening. My gosh. If the audience could see all the chapters, what readers like is be able to go through a book and see it not only listed chapters, but you go through the cures in a household, the healing aspects, divine magic, the magic of divination, all kinds of how-to-dos, and you even come into a section in the back of different ways of using psychic abilities, reading abilities, so that you can sense out the energy or activity in your own home or get the answers for yourself. So I would love you, I have your book right here, but I want you to speak about how the direction was brought to you in the first place. What caused you to look at just the thought of feng shui, let alone stepping away from corporate world like you and I both talked, we both did, and then you moved from there to this and wrote the book and brand new career. What started this metamorphosis in your life?
Well, that is a great question. I hope you can hear me because it sounds a little bit like you're underwater because I'm on the cell phone right now. But it started, you know, I have to say I started out in a traditional Christian background. And somewhere along the line, I discovered feng shui. And my sister had come from visiting my other sister in Los Angeles and said she couldn't sleep at night because the bed was in the coffin position. And I was like, the coffin position? She said, yeah, it's bad feng shui. So I became interested in feng shui and started studying it. I started with the east-west aspects of compass feng shui, and eventually I moved to Black sect Tibetan Buddhist feng shui, which is based on the mouth of qi.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I have to tell you, you know, my path started to open up. So I'm studying this. And my regular job, I'm in a corporate job making almost $100,000 a year, starts falling down. And I've been doing it for 20 years, and I end up with a very negative situation, a very negative boss. And so I sought out a spiritual astrologer.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiritual astrologer told me, are you hearing me okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Told me, and I had to go outside so we'd have better reception.
No.
But that's okay. She said, you know, Kate, if you stay in this job, it's just going to break you down. You need to get out of this. This is what's in your chart. And she said, you are a healer. You are a teacher. And she asked me what my passion was, and I said, it's feng shui. And she said, well, then you need to go to the school in Nevada City, which I did. It was a week-long school. She also told me at that time, which I never would have believed, that there was a book in me. She said, Kate, there's a book in you. So I went to the feng shui school and moved into this crazy house that I only lived in for a year and a half, but it was a great teacher as far as feng shui principles. And I have a great story to go along with this that I will tell you in a few minutes. But anyway, while I was in this house, my family became sick. I became sick. We had two cats and a dog. Both the cats became sick and almost died. The dogs became sick. So it was a very sick household. And I was very depressed when I lived in that house. And I'd come from a situation where I was pretty happy. I lived in one house for 10 years. It was beautiful, perfect. My life was just flowing. Then we moved into this house, and everything kind of went down the pipes.
Mm.
So I went to the feng shui school, and from there I thought, well, there's got to be feng shui for the body. Well, there is. It's called the chakras, Reiki. So I spontaneously signed up for a Reiki class and learned about the chakras. And as soon as I started feeling the energy centers of my body, I was amazed because I could feel the heat and the vibration from them. And I knew it was real. And as I studied further, I saw that feng shui and the chakras of the body have direct correspondences. For example, there's a knowledge gua in feng shui. And there's also your third eye chakra, which is all about knowledge. Okay, are you trying to say something, Nancy? We're good? Okay. So from there, I started. I quit my job. I mean, it did get bad, and I walked off my job with not another job in sight. And I started teaching feng shui and intention, and I went on to become a Reiki master. And in fact, I'm both a an Usui and Karuna Reiki master. And through my Reiki classes, I met all these fabulous other Reiki masters, and I ended up joining a goddess group. And that they were kind of the inspiration for the third part of my book, which is Divine Magic. I was already practicing intention, which is the basis of feng shui, you know, because if you don't have the intention, you can move stuff, you know, and it'll change a little bit because that's how energy is. But without intention, it only changes a little. When you put the intention in, it changes from like 5 or 10% to 100% or 150%. And the same thing with Reiki. When you are applying Reiki, so that's healing energy, and you use intention, it intensifies the effect so that the person who is the subject of the Reiki feels great changes in the energy in their body and their mind and their spirit. So the goddess group inspired me with the divine magic. It turned out that some of them were studied Wiccan or practiced Wiccan. And I was a little bit nervous about that. I always thought that was kind of scary. But as it turns out, they're just like the rest of us energy, we energy workers. And we would do candle magic. And I found that when I did my candle magic and when I did my new moon magic, things would manifest even greater. I also use angel cards, divination oracle cards, tarot cards, and other devices to divine. And that's like getting in touch with your higher power, whatever that is. And even tonight, I was my throat chakra has been troubling me. And I called upon Archangel Gabriel to help me, and I lit a candle for her. And I feel my throat is healing right now, and that my words are divinely inspired. So that's
sounds
a miracle.
Like you,
yeah.
Sounds like
okay,
you a balance.
I have to finish. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. What I'm saying is it wasn't just feng shui that needed an act of balancing. It appears that you are looking and realizing, as you would put two hands and clutch fingers together, that the totality of balance, and this is why I'm bringing it up, we can balance energy in our homes. The balance of energy in our bodies, our mind, and our spiritual level are not aligned, then it doesn't matter if our house or our life and feng shui is balanced. So what you've done is you approach the totality of every aspect. So the five aspects of us, emotional, spiritual, physical, our environment, and our unconscious level all have to be in alignment.
I caught some of that, but I think you're you know, it's terrible, the phone situation. I agree with what I think you're saying is that, you know, it's all about energy. And, you know, what I tell my daughter sometimes is that it doesn't even feng shui doesn't matter. The Reiki doesn't matter. It really does, you guys. But it doesn't matter because it's all in our thought energy and our intention and what's in our heart. And that's how we manifest miracles in our life. And that's what the miracle path is actually about.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Okay.
And so... So the other thing, and I apologize, this is my line, and I have clients calling in from Arkansas here, and area code 347, you're hanging on there. If you have a question for our author tonight, if you don't mind, if it's being on feng shui, we're kind of focused on feng shui of every aspect of our life. Kate, what I liked about you is when I met you and we talked, you have an amazing amount of buoyancy and a happy soul. And I do believe it's because you were brave enough, as I was, to leave our corporate world. And when you said you looked into pursuing, and please do me a favor, don't give us the name of your spiritual astrologer. She doesn't know that we would be on talking about her, so I don't want to bring her name up. She was only an instrument for you to awake to who you really are. But it was probably very, very tough for you to leave your corporate world and then sit down and actually put this book together. Talk of that, and then let's address some of the chapters while we still have communication. And the chat room, it looks like I got in, but no one else may be able to, so it's going to be a quiet night, as it must have to have been. So we have time for you to explore with me some of the fun chapters that you're covering, because I do have a couple of questions. So tell me of the big leap that you left one job, you found something else, and you had a scary story to speak
to
me.
Well, along the miracle path, you know, things start happening like serendipity. And I'm first going to tell you that I left my job that I loved after 20 years with great sorrow. And I was in a Reiki training, and I was introduced to angel cards. And at one of those meetings, we all passed around the angel cards, and I got a card that was like, you will be working with children, or you're going to have something to do with children. And I had no children in my life. My daughter is grown, but she had no boyfriend, and I was thinking, you better not be pregnant. And I was in great sorrow, great pain, but I was doing my classes, and I was invited to go to Ashland, Oregon with a group of women. At that meeting, I met a bunch of women who worked in mental health and one who worked in an agency for children with mental health issues. And we both would walk in the morning. It was a casual acquaintance. I didn't think much of it. I didn't think I'd ever see her again. But 3 months later, she looked me up and invited me to come be the office manager, the operations manager of her mental health agency. And I have to tell you, I drew those cards two more times in a row, the same cards from different decks that said I was going to work with children.
Wow.
So serendipity, things fall into place. Okay, I was telling you about the house that I lived in just a short period of time. And I have a little doggy whining to come out right now. And, you know, when we moved in, we were excited because we were moving from the suburbs, and I wanted to live in an older home, so we moved into this 50s fixer-upper that had all kinds of potential. But when I went to go see it with the owners doing a walkthrough, you know, they were this charming older couple, and they'd lived there most of their lives for 50 years. And she took me into the kitchen, and she said, would you like to keep the appliances? And we said, yes, that'd be great. You know, there's a side-by-side fridge. It can't be that old. And she opens it up and says, yeah, it works great, except we have to replace the milk every few days. And then she took me over to the stove and said, you know, and the stove is good too. But, and she's trying to get the handle, the oven to open. And she shows me a thermometer inside, and she says, but you have to check the thermometer to make sure the temperature is right in the oven. Then she walked over to the microwave, and she says, and this works good too, but you do have to hold it shut to make it work. So we're walking down the hallway, and I just had this horrible feeling of dread. And when we moved in, there are all these indications that things weren't quite right. We had antiques broken, and the last thing that came in to the breezeway of this home was a 100-year-old highway, which collapsed in the breezeway all the way down to the boards. Okay, so not a good omen. We move in. I told you the animals were sick. There were a lot of negative things happening.
Wow.
I had a lot of anxiety. Things started falling apart at my job, but I was going to feng shui school, so that was really cool. While at feng shui school, we did a ritual clearing called Feeding the Hungry Ghost. And we were on this property that had like a well water underneath, and it was kind of sucking energy. And so we were doing this clearing and feeding the hungry ghost. And when we went to go recap with the couple, I look around the room, and all the students have, to put it politely, dog feces on their shoes from the property. I mean, every person sitting in that room. Me too. And so I drove home that night thinking, ew, you know, I got it off, but I had this feeling like I had something on me. And when I got home that night, there was a very mysterious phone call. Our house was on the market. We were ready to sell it, but somebody left a very ominous phone call and scared the bejesus out of me, out of my husband, out of the realtor. And I won't even go into more detail about that. A couple days later, I came home from work, and we kept our two small white terriers in the laundry room at night, or while we're at work. And there was green slime on all four walls of the laundry room. Now, it was at doggy butt height, but it had
no
odor. Our dogs didn't have anything on them. They were terrified. There wasn't anything on the floor. It was all along the walls. Okay?
Wow.
And I, you know, I just thought, what the heck? It was so scary. Cleaned it up and just thought it was an odd occurrence. Well, the final thing happened, and I'm just going to tell it like it is. It truly was a dark and stormy night. It was raining outside, and it was windy, and I heard this tap, 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 scratch, scratch, scratch all through the night. And our little terriers can be little yippy dogs. You know,
mm-hmm.
we get up
mm-hmm.
out of bed and kind of look, but then they'd go back and get in bed. They didn't go and bark or anything. And this went on for hours, and I try and sleep, but I just figured it was a tree on the house, you know, just tap, 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 scratch, scratch, scratch. And finally, my husband, who's a very deep sleeper, woke up, and I said, what is that? So he got up out of bed, and our bedroom's at the back of the house, and walks to the front of the house, and he comes back, and he says, there's a woman on the front porch.
Oh, my word.
And he says, do you know who she is? So I tiptoe up there, and we had like one-way glass in our front door. I peeked out the window, and sitting on the porch was this woman. And we had this really nice little inviting country porch with chairs. Sitting in the chair, dressed in all white with long black hair, she was drenched. I couldn't see her face very well, but she looked almost Native American. She was leaned over in the chair, I'm doing this as I describe this, and reaching back on the window and tap, 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 scratch, scratch, scratch. And I walked back and I said, I have no idea who that is. And so we were like, what do we do? You know, because we don't know if she's crazy or, you know, what would happen. So I call 911 and he's kind of keeping an eye out the window on her. And every once in a while she'd sit there, she'd tap, 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 scratch, scratch, scratch. And then she'd kind of walk back and forth across the porch, almost like floating in her long white skirt. And I'm on talking to 911, and she suddenly starts pacing back and forth very quickly, and our picture window burst in, and she was gone.
The window broke?
It burst in. Wow. And so all that was left there, and I'm like, I'm on the phone with 911, just panicked. Oh, my God, oh, my God. And the honest to God, the curtains were billowing in. We had those nice little white shears, and they're billowing in through this empty window, and there's broken glass falling, you know, to the ground. So the cops come. They don't, find anything. There's no rock. There's nothing. There's no blood. There's nothing to show why or how the window was broken. They checked the neighborhood. There was no sign of her. And we had an open house scheduled for that weekend. This was like a day or two before our open house because we were trying to sell the house because we were so unhappy. So this is where the feng shui comes in. That's the scary story. But the next day, it was like, I don't know, I was so crippled by this house or the environment that I did all the things I had meant to do but never did. I balanced the house with a large crystal in the center. We had a long hallway. I did a feng shui blessing. I walked the nine-star path and blessed it. And then the final thing that we did, and my husband is not a believer in any of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I talked him into doing a very powerful real estate cure to sell the house. Now, understand, we had made a non-contingent offer on another house, so we had to sell this house, and we were getting really close to losing our shirts because it had not sold. And so I did the real estate cure with my husband's help, and we had the open house on that Sunday, replaced the window, but I really cleansed the house. People have asked me, do you think you left a bad situation for the next people? Absolutely not. The house was cleansed when I left. But the next day, or the day of the open house, the real estate agent said that it was the eeriest thing she had ever seen. She said there were dozens and dozens of people who came to the open house. It was like a big party. There were people out in the breezeway. The neighbors were there. And she said she had something happen that she's never had happen in her entire career. We got three offers at that open house. Written offers at the open house. Two over asking. So
clearly,
that's my story.
Yes. I think it's wonderful. I still want to cover, and I see area code 347. I'm going to go find out if that person has a question on feng shui with you because she's been holding on so long. But I would like to, of course, we have a lot of people who listen who are in the throes of trying to sell property. So maybe you could cover that, how you cleanse your house real quick, and then we can cover, let's get metaphysical, the cures for money, angel magic, and connecting with your angels. Those are three areas I really like. But let me get to 347 and see if this gal has a question on feng shui tonight. Area code 347, who is this speaking?
Oh, this is Lady Focus. Hi.
Well, hello, Lane. Elaine?
Lady
I didn't
Focus.
Get your name.
No, Lady
well, hello,
Focus.
Carol. Tonight
hi,
is, well, you, oh, what a terrible connection. I'm wondering if you have a question on feng shui tonight for our
yes.
guest.
On energy. Oh. Opening your
hello?
Energy. You can hear me? This is for Kate Cassie. Now,
yep.
When you open your energy, right, when you first discovered that, you know, this is your gift and everything, when you start having visions and things starting to come with you, did you get frightened sometimes or did you just flow with it? You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand.
Okay.
I sometimes describe myself more, and I hate saying this, but more of as a witness than as I'm not psychic. I don't have that kind of power. So
mm-hmm.
no, I have never ever been frightened. You know, it's always been a very nice, gentle energy. I mean, other than the things that have happened, like what I just described, when I started channeling Reiki energy,
mm-hmm.
it was a very positive, loving feeling. Now there were times when maybe crystals were used on me or somebody was working on me that it didn't feel good, but mostly it's just very wonderful. And the same thing with feng shui. I never feel frightened with anything that I do. I feel that because I'm working with white light and with my healing team, my spiritual team, which would be, and I hope I can mention religious things here, that it's God, Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, my angels,
mm-hmm.
and the archangels, and I usually name them, and my spirit guides. I feel always blessed in white light and safe.
Mm-hmm.
And even as I practice candle magic, I feel safe. Now, I never cross the line to anything negative. And, yeah, there's fears with that. I'm very careful that I don't cross that line. But mostly I stay in the positive white light side. Did that answer your question? Do you have fears?
No, I've just been having a lot of spiritual messages, and I've been having a lot of visions. And it's been
oh, wow.
Because I do everything in metaphysics. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes it frightens me because the visions are so clear.
I think that's so wonderful. You have a wonderful gift.
Yeah.
Let me interject something here. I think with the caller, and I apologize, New York, for forgetting your name already, but when we're overwhelmed by all the aspects of the spiritual or psychic or the paranormal, what Kate may help you with and her book may point out to you is that not only is your environment important to balance you as a budding intuitive psychic medium, but you also have to look at you personally to be able to do Reiki, to be able to do the visions, you have to balance your chakras, your mind, and your all aspects. And that's what Kate covers in the book. So, caller, I'm going to let you go. Thank goodness. You know, you wonderful question. All the way from New York. You're staying up late, young lady. Why don't you hold on? I'm going to have Kate answer the other things I just brought up, because unfortunately, there must be a big storm somewhere. We're having very poor phone coverage tonight. I could hardly understand you. So call or hang up and do listen, because I want Kate to explain how all intertwines itself together. Okay?
No problem. Thanks for the answer, Kate. And okay?
Okay.
All right, girl.
Best of luck to you.
All right. I don't know what's going on in the cosmos, girl, but we need some feng shui down in the satellite system.
I tell you. Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to address what you're talking about, but what we need to understand is that everything is energy. That means we are energy. We're surrounded by energy. Objects are energy. And quantum physics actually supports that everything is energy. And when you move energy or change energy, it changes your reality. Even the thoughts we have in our head is energy. And by using the energy around us, we can change our reality through our thought energy. So I'm really a firm believer in what you think is what you get. So if you think you're going to get a new job and it's going to be fabulous, and you keep putting that out there and you truly believe it, guess what? That's going to happen for you. But if you go through life thinking things suck, you know, I'm never going to have a good job, I don't have any friends, I'm never going to find anybody to love me, well, guess what? That will be your reality. So our thoughts create our reality. And what feng shui does, and I'll go through each of them. And I really, okay, so with me, I look at feng shui as providing the foundation for our spiritual path. So first of all, you get the energies flowing in your home. You make your home beautiful. You make your home a haven to come to. And what that does is that supports your spirit. So that's, and I envision a little a stick figure here. So starts with the foundation of feng shui. And then you work on healing your body. And when you start healing your chakras, healing your body, opening the energy centers, you start opening to spirit. And so that is the bridge to spirit. And then finally, with divine magic, you are connecting to spirit. You are getting divine messages. And divine messages may be like our caller gets. Hers are very vivid, whereas mine are very subtle. Before I got on the phone call, I started to say that I had called upon Archangel Gabriel, who helps with communication. Mm-hmm. And I was playing with a card deck, and I watch for jumping cards. So I'm shuffling the cards, and sure enough, a card jumps out, and it's Archangel Gabriel giving me a message to assume my leadership role. And so to me, that is the divine speaking. I don't have the same level of connection that our caller had or that Nancy has, but I receive the messages in my own way that mm-hmm. is comfortable for me.
I do believe that we all hear messages. We're not all conscious of the message being spoke to us, but we will act on it. And then mm-hmm. I feel like those people who are spiritually awake, they
yes.
will then be able to tune into those messages, visions, information given to us and be able to act on it quicker, faster, or maybe in broadened as a caller, she gets visions, whether she gives
mm-hmm.
those informations to the people who cannot hear that. So mm-hmm. clearly what you spoke of is balancing every aspect. As I've written down a couple things here, if in our money world we're lacking, our relationship hurts us, we have a partner, mother we live with that's yelling at us, how can you balance and ask for and then even hear a message if the feng shui aspects of your life are out of balance. And that's what I liked about your book, because you're talking about fixing your environment so that the energy flows in the house, just like the Mother Earth, the meridian lines on the earth flow. We have to have it flow in our life on all aspects, to balance people in our life, to calm them down, to calm ourselves down, to ask for help, whether it's relationship or money, so that we have a better sense of our place in the universe, to be calm enough to hear our angels speak to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I really feel by finding that balance in your home that things start changing, and you become alert to the opportunities and to the messages of your angels and spirit guides.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead. We got off focus. You were talking about how you made this leap and went from the corporate world to become a practitioner and having written this book. But I feel like if the audience is listening, they're probably wanting us to cover that which you did to help you sell your house. In today's environment, any help that you can give the people listening, I like on page, and I'm going to tell you, the audience, that you have a website, and we want to make sure that it is heard, bodyandhearth.com, body and A-N-D, heart, H-E-A-R-T-H.com, where you can go on site and find her book, The Miracle Path. Her name is Kate Casey, K-A-T-E, last name, C like in cat, A-S-E-Y. There's a couple of things in the book that I liked, but I would love to have you explain to the audience, before something happens to our communication here, of how you helped your house get so many responses. What did you do? You mentioned a crystal that you placed in the center of the house to give it balance.
Yes. And we have an echo now, unfortunately. But one of the ways that you can, the center of your house is your health center. Okay, it's the earth center of your house. It affects everything. And if you put a large, usually 40 mil or 50 mil crystal in the center of the house, it will help balance energies. The faceted crystals, the round ones, actually, you know, if you think about it, catches light, and then it transforms energy and sends energy out to the house. Now, when you place a crystal, and you would need to look at my book for this, but you know, you want to set your intention that you are balancing the house, that you are healing your home and your body and your spirit. So you set that intention, you envision it happening, and that's actually called the Three Secrets Reinforcement. And you can learn more about that in my book. That's one little secret. I know most people are interested in wealth or prosperity and relationships. Those are two of the areas that most people ask about. And what I like to do, using the mouth of chi, that would be your front door, so front of your house. If you look at the back left corner, that is your prosperity gua. And what I like to do in that gua is place something that represents wealth to you. And you know, when we talk about prosperity, it's not just about money. It's also about your personal prosperity, your happiness, the people who are in your life, all the good things that come to you. So it can be a nice, healthy plant. Purple is the color of that gua, so you could put a piece of a nice little purple tablecloth on a table there. You could put a nice piece of amethyst to attract prosperity in. And again, you reinforce with the three secrets. One of my favorite things, too, is just to put a money pot, or I like nine. I keep a little sack of nine Susan B. Anthony coins or whatever they are. Not, I don't know, the gold ones. I think that's somebody else. In a little sack back there to represent wealth, and then I have an amethyst crystal. So again, it's with your intention though. So your intention would be something that is, you want to envision something that's already happened. So when I walk by the wealth corner, I might say to myself, I am rich and prosperous in every way. Abundance is flowing into me. And the same for the wealth corner now, I mean the relationship corner. The relationship corner is in the right back corner of your house from your front door. And in that area, it's nice to put little loving pictures. I happen to have a kitchen in that area, so I have pairs of salt shakers and lots of little love birds and things like that to decorate my kitchen. It represents love to me. I also have, and you know, it doesn't have to be all blatant. I have some little rose quartz hearts, two of them. So pairs of things in your relationship corner. And again, empower it with your intention and your vision of loving yourself. And again, not just about a relationship or marriage, but you need to love yourself first before you can love somebody else. So you're asking for unconditional love, and that's what you're envisioning. I love myself unconditionally. I am in the perfect loving relationship. So
now that's really great advice. I'd love to be able to get to this call. I think we have someone that I'm connected with out of Sacramento, and I want to make sure that she may give us a really interesting question. Karen,
okay.
Is this you?
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Kate. You are so phenomenal. Thank you so much for being on the show. This is comes at a good time. I've been told that according to what you just described, my toilet is in my wealth area and my prosperity area. Hey, you guys might be laughing, but it's not really funny because
now
we know why our money is always going down the drain.
Right. Oh,
so
my goodness. Goodness,
what
goodness.
What would you suggest?
Okay. Toilets are problematic anywhere. I mean, they're necessities because we need them for cleansing our bodies inside and out. But the number one thing you need to do, or should I say number two? No, I'm sorry. Bad. Is keep the toilet lid down. Keep the door closed. And what I would suggest is like doing your little prosperity thing outside the bathroom. It doesn't always have to be, like I have a bathroom in my helpful people area. So I don't enhance that area. I mean, I keep my bathroom beautiful. The toilet lid is always down. My husband and my daughter are trained to keep it down. In fact, when I walk in and I see it up, when we have guests, I'm like, oh, somebody left the toilet seat up. But you can also, you can ground the energy there with earth energy. Decorate it beautifully, but keep the door closed. I would put something outside more than anything. I'm trying to think of what else. One of my favorite cures is to tie off the outgoing pipes with 9 inches of red ribbon or string or tape. 9 inches represents long life in feng shui. And when you would be energetically tying off the energy from going down the tubes. I also keep my bathtub drain closed at all times. You can put a plant over drains for that aren't used frequently. But I wouldn't focus too much on it. I'd go, another thing you can do, oh, I got to get there, is you can take one room, your living room, and find the prosperity corner in that room based on the entry of the room. So if you're walking into a room, it would be in the far left-hand corner, say it's the living room, and put your little wealth gua there, or your wealth shrine right there in the living room. Did that make sense? I was all over the place on that.
Yeah, it does make sense. And I will try it. And since you're in Sacramento, I will make sure that I look you up for a consultation because I'm sure that we can use one as we redo our house.
Oh, great.
How are you?
Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Lindsay's fun. And you know what? She was speaking of something that probably, as I was listening, we need to understand the flow of the house as the front door is placed. Now, in my house, the front door is actually a cutaway of a corner. Then the door comes into the house at that point. It is neither on the end, the narrow side, or on the length of a full length of a house. It's kind of has a large porch going toward the on the front, which is narrower than the length. And the front door is at an angle. So as you people think of your front door coming in, that needs to be explained, I think.
And, you know, feng shui can be very confusing when you do start looking at where the door is and what's in front of the front door. For example, in newer homes, you have an attached garage that often juts forward. And so people, that can be confusing. Or the angled doorway that you're describing, what you can do in that case is you determine the main flow of the energy of the house, and you apply the bagua based on the main flow of the house. But that's where sometimes, too, it's good to have a feng shui expert come and do a consultation for you, because they can help you determine the flow of the house. Or if you have a situation that's difficult to diagnose, get some good suggestions.
Absolutely. That's really great. Now, to get people to be more interested in touching base with you, before we're over, I want you to give your website, and if you wish to give a number or contact somehow. We did talk of money, and you did talk of the relationship corner. There was another section, and you can choose because we only have 7 minutes. There was one section called Let's Get Metaphysical. We did talk about the house. On page 71 and 72, you talk about Let's Get Metaphysical, calling your house a person's body, hallways or blood vessels and so on. And the other one is Angel Magic. And that was on page 114. So why don't you pick one of those? And that both of them are kind of interesting to me. I thought maybe the audience would like to hear one of those.
Okay, hold on just a sec. You were cutting out, but I did hear 71, 72, and I had to run inside and get a book because I am out in the patio here.
Yeah, and then the other one was page 114. One, it was interesting because you call the house the physical body. It's like a hallway would be the blood vessels. And the other one on page 114 was Angel Magic. And
okay.
I kind of like that one too.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I can address that. So, you know, the home affects your health. And we talked about how the chakras and the feng shui guas are related. But there goes my dogs growling in play. But parts of the house, I have to stay undistracted with the dogs out here, represent parts of the body. So, example, the windows of the house are the eyes. And if you have dirty windows or broken windows, that can affect your vision of the world, for example. The doors, and I mentioned the mouth of chi, so your front door is the mouth of chi. It's where the energy flows in. And so all your doors represent your jaw and your mouth and your lips. Let me think about this some more. The plumbing is related to your body's digestive system. So if you have a stopped-up toilet, well, chances are you may have some problems going on in your body related to that. The foundation of the home is your overall health. The roof is your head. So I remember when we were having our house re-roofed, it was horrible. I felt terrible. I felt this oppressive feeling. I had headaches. And, hey, it connects directly to what they were doing. Of course, they were pounding, too. So That's part of it. And did that answer your question? And then the chakras, too, relate. So if you have something going on in your body, what I would suggest is you look, and this is all in the book, you look at your home and see what's going on in that gua or with those parts of your home, and then you go to your body and see what's happening in each of the chakras. For example, you have a third eye chakra right above your eyes in the middle of your forehead. So, you know, we talked about the windows being cloudy or broken or whatever. You need to repair those and fix those, but also look at what's going on inside your body and maybe do a little work with color or crystals or chakra healing on your third eye chakra.
And I found that chapter very enlightening. And the reason is that all of us listening live in very diverse housing arrangements from, oh my gosh, from manufactured to mobile home, to wooden homes, to brick homes, to apartments, to condos. And it's always not easy to change. Yet I found that if I explain to people, the change doesn't have to be a lot, but the intent has to be great. So if I said, one gal I talked to, her money was limited, and I said, go to a fabric store and get the most luminous fabric that you can find and get a stapler and staple it to the wall that you look at when you're doing paperwork or you're working out of your home. And the idea of finding material that was of the Indian fabric and thin with metal running through it to give it a luminous look, it changed her emotional level. And the house, if you're not happy in the house, make the house happy that you are there. Because our homes have souls. So
that's
you have
right.
to change you in your living arrangement. So I know there's people that live in homes they're not happy in. But fix a room that makes you happy so that your soul will be happy, because the house or the room you live in has to be happy. I found that to be very enlightening.
That is absolutely true. You are right on, Nancy.
So when people live and work out of their homes like I do, my room here is very decorative. And when you watch me on webcam, I have an artificial floral, and I have lots of pictures on the walls. And I move things around because as you, and I know you have a bad connection, so I'm kind of speaking up here, the flow of energy needs to be changed when having periods or bouts of unhappiness. So if I have a lot of unhappy clients, then what I do is I change the chair, move it one room to another, or I move the area so that that negative energy doesn't stay in my life. So we only have a minute left, and those of you that want to connect with her, I would like to repeat the website, Body and Hearth, HEARTH.com, or Google her name, Kate Casey. She wrote The Miracle Path. And my website, nancymatz.com. Any last words? We've got about 30 seconds, Kate.
Well, I want to thank you, Nancy, for inviting me to your show, and thank your listeners for being there, too. We're all part of one another's miracle path, and I hope to hear from you soon. Take care. Thanks again.
And thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. What an interesting evening, ladies and gentlemen, and how unfortunate that I didn't have access to a chat room. I know I did get in. I average around 13 to 18 people who are chit-chatting back and forth, so Karen, you'll have to let me know if you are able to get in or not. So we do have electrical storms in this part of the world, but normally it hasn't given us any trouble. Kate lives in Sacramento, California, And she does have her practice, feng shui, and all the other activities. She did not give publicly her phone number, but again, I want to encourage you to look up her website, bodyandhearth.com. She's a lovely lady, very buoyant in energy, and very easy to be in her presence. There's an enlightened feeling, and I think anybody that ventures out on their own knows what it feels like to be in a place of knowing who we are finally. Well, thank you very much for coming, everybody, and we'll see each other talk next week. Okay, bye-bye.